Well, Paul, the opposition next Saturday night here in Letterkenny is Barry Morrison. I suppose our first question will be, how has preparations been this last number of weeks ahead of the fight for you?
It's been great, Oisin. I've been training for 9 weeks solid, you know. I've been sparring for 4 weeks now. Done well over 100 rounds, and I'm just peaking now at the minute, and I'm just ready for action. I can't wait.
I know, speaking to you earlier, before we came on air, that you said you had changed your preparation slightly from the last fight, which you were successful against Giuseppe Lowry at the King's Hall in Belfast. Why was that, Paul?
I just shortened my camp a wee bit, Oisin. I think the last time I maybe overdone it, you know, at a 12-week camp last time. This time I cut it down to 9 weeks. And I think it's just been perfect, you know. The last time I was probably ready for fighting about 3 or 4 weeks out. So it just showed me that I've probably done a wee bit too long of a camp, you know. But everything's been perfect so far, thank God.
I know on that victory against Giuseppe Lowry, you were happy, of course, to successfully retain that European title. But your performance, you put question marks over it, Paul.
Yeah, it wasn't my best that night. But again, you can't be firing all cylinders all the time, you know. There's going to be nights where you're going to have to revert back to a bit of a hard scrap, you know. And I didn't box to my best that night. But again, I just had to dig it out that night and dig deep, which I done in the end, thank God.
Big Barry Morrison's the opposition for you next weekend in Letterkenny. Well, what kind of opponent do you expect him to be, Paul?
Well, he's pretty much we kind of know what he's got in the tank. You know, he's a strong, aggressive, come forward fighter. I think he's going to have to make me work as hard as he can. You know, so I know he's going to come and put up as hard a fight as he can. You know, but I've prepared myself really well. I'm as fit as I've been in a long time. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm feeling really great at the minute.
What sort of, I suppose, plus points from Barry Morrison from his corner will you be looking to conceal at the weekend?
Well, again, I'll obviously not want him to do what he likes to do, and that's be aggressive and try and put his opponent on the back foot all the time, you know. So I'll try and control the fight at my pace and do it my way, you know. But again, sometimes you have to just kind of go in there and see what it's all about at the start and then push it out then, basically. But he's a tough lad. I expect him to come with a hard fight now, for definite.
You have, of course, fought in Letterkenny before, Paul. It's been a successful venue for you here in the town.
I know. I love fighting there. I say I fought in the Clanree a few years ago, and then I fought in the Aura a couple of years ago as well against Cesar Wazan, the former world champion, you know. So, and that night was a brilliant night for me, you know. So it's good to get back down.
And obviously it's not far from home, just up the road an hour or so.
45 minutes if you're driving nicely, you know. So it's a good venue. So it is. The setup's really good, you know, and the arena itself's very good for boxing. So no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a big bill next Saturday night. Andy Murray in there as well.
Yeah, Andy's been up with us too. He's been training really hard. He's in great shape. Michael McLaughlin too, you said earlier, he's on the ball as well. He's making his debut. So everybody's in great shape. Everybody's training well. There's nobody with any injury worries or anything like that. I think everybody's got a clean bill of health, so that's the most important thing.
I would say the John Breen camp in Belfast buzzing at the moment in the gym.
Oh, definitely. The heat in that gym is serious. I was talking to somebody last week and I said to them, they said, well, how have you prepared? And I said, well, I've been in Bangkok for about 6 weeks. And that was the comparison that I was making to the heat in the gym. It's something else, you know. So the preparation's been really well. The boys, everybody's been working hard and everybody's ready for action there.
Yeah. I know you're preparing quite heavily for this fight against Barry Morrison. But looking at the records, I suppose, Paul, as a fighter, you're not going to look too much into it at the moment. You're 21-0. That's your pro record. You're sharing that with Andy Murray. And it's top spot for the longest unbeaten runs in Irish professional boxing. So since you took up your pro career, things have been going excellent unbeaten in that record.
Exactly. I say, to be honest, I've never thought about that, you know, but it's nice to make records and you know, set milestones in there, you know. But again, for me, it's just, from day one, I've always just took out one fight at a time, you know. I never look too far ahead. You always just focus on the boy in front of you, you know. But the fact that I'm doing that at the minute, it's good now.
Maybe after next weekend, you might give me a different answer to my next question. Obviously, people have been talking about Paul McCluskey and a possible world title fight. Will that be in the cards if you can take victory next weekend sooner rather than later?
Definitely, I say I'm very highly ranked at the minute. The WBC is me ranked number 4. The Ringside magazine, I'm in their top 10 now as well, you know. So I'm obviously, you know, I'm doing the right things in the ring, which is the most important thing. So I'm pushing up the ladder very well, and it's all about winning. Obviously, it'd be a dream to fight for a world title, but until the deal with business next week, we can't even talk about damn things. But again, I'm very focused on going as far as I can, without a doubt.
Yeah, expecting a big atmosphere next weekend at the Aura, Paul.
Definitely, the night I fought Cesar Wazan now, the atmosphere was amazing, and I think tomorrow or next week will be even better, you know, because it's obviously a bigger title at stake. So I'm really looking forward to it, man. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, good stuff. Finally, do you feel that now you're in the best shape of your life or heading into about, Paul?
Well, I'm probably in my prime as an athlete and as a fighter, you know. I'm 31 now, you know, I've been in the game 5 years, you know, and I've worked my way up the ladder as well as I can. I'm in great shape. So I think I'm in my prime as an athlete, you know, and I'm looking forward to just pushing on and going as far as I can.
And as always, there's a confidence there in your voice that you can take victory.
Definitely. I know Barry, and I know what he has. He's a real tough fighter. If I'm on my game, I know I can beat him, no problem. But again, I have to get him beyond my game. And that's up to me to stay focused and go on and just make sure I do what I do best in the gym every day.